This article is entitled Chopping for Change. Ohio's Ministry's Pre-Release Program Builds Respect. It's written by Jeff Favre, an assistant professor at Pierce College in Los Angeles. Marie was looking for a second chance. A self-described addict serving time in the Ohio Reformatory for Women in Marysville, Ohio, she'd hoped for a brighter future that would include stability and career direction. Then she heard about the pre-release program, Chopping for Change, run by Lutheran Metropolitan Ministry, which works to promote justice through service and advocacy for those in need. Chopping for Change trains women in culinary arts, and after participating in the program, Marie landed a job in the kitchen of a highly regarded restaurant in downtown Cleveland, all before her full release from incarceration. Laura Barbins, Bishop of the Northeastern Ohio Synod, serves on the LMM board, and the Synod provided a financial donation to the ministry. She said the mission of LMM and Chopping for Change aligns with the ELCA's goals. With incarcerated and previously incarcerated people, there's a lot of stigma and stereotyping and roadblocks that exist to make reentry into society extremely difficult, Barman said. What Chopping for Change does is to give people a real shot at a second chance, and I think our theology of grace and reconciliation demands that we give people those second chances. The bishop said she understood the value of the program beyond the training after the meeting of its two participants. They get to come to the LMM building where their education occurs, and then the striking thing for me was how they talked about walking through those doors and being valued as a human being, which is not what they receive inside the prison system, Barbin said. The ELCA is about seeing the image of God in every child of God, and that's something that not very many people would think about in terms of this program. LMM is reminding those individuals, or maybe proclaiming to them for the first time, that they are valuable children of God, and that their lives matter, their gifts, and their skills. Ian Marks, LMM's Vice President of Workplace Development, said the treatment of participants is as valuable as the skills. Part of that comes from the therapeutic work as well, which allows the students to talk about more than working with food. He said, "We treat them with class and dignity, and when you're locked up, you're nothing but a last name and a number. As soon as you step foot in our place, it's your first name. We humanize it. We treat you with dignity, and we show you how much value you can provide in the community." Also, going through the program in a cohort model with other women who are facing very similar pieces as far as their history and what's happened to them, they kind of build off each other. So I think the combination of these things really helped put them on the right track. The treatment by LMM workers isn't lost on Marie. She said, "They make you feel normal. Nobody ever asks you about your crime. They call you by your first name, and nobody ever talks about your past. It's like a clean slate from the day you walk in here." And the training pays off in another way for the community. Chopping for Change participants learn in part by preparing more than 1,000 meals a day for those experiencing homelessness. Marks said, "It's really important to the ladies that social service aspect to give back. I've had a number of women who said, 'I used to eat these meals in a shelter and I know how important they are.' So that giving back is a big piece of this. That respite of having a hot, nutritious meal and hopefully some fellowship over a meal and interacting with people who really care about your well-being and want you to do your best, I think it really makes a difference." The program's other benefit to the community is its long-term effect on participants' likelihood of returning to prison, Mark said. "The recidivism that we've had from our women over the last 6 years has been less than 3%. You compare that to the average in Ohio for women, it's about 18.5%. Also, we're graduating people at about an 80% clip. The program has expanded to include an accredited associate of applied science degree and will soon accommodate men." Marie said her new job will be kitchen prep for hundreds of meals. She's not sure about long-term goals, but is happy with her current opportunities, thanks to Chopping for Change. It heals people to become renewed citizens, to be able to give back and go back into society, to stay out of trouble and to raise kids and be a good neighbor, she said. They give respect, so we can build our own respect.